In the Gaza Strip, it's a time of war and also a Muslim holiday, Eid al-Fitr. Rocket fire continues from both Israel and Hamas, and the death toll continues to rise. But in the midst of all this yesterday, NPR's Emily Harris followed one Gazan as he marked a holiday during wartime.
Every Eid, Rafik El-Masri goes visiting relatives, a fitting ritual for a family leader. This year, he just went different places than usual. First stop, Al-Shifa, Gaza's main hospital, to greet a young man, his nephew, wounded by shrapnel. Two floors up, Masri drops in on another nephew in his 20s. The young man's legs are burned, both wrapped in bandages. 7,000 members of the Masri family live in Beit Hanun in Gaza's northeast, right near Israel's border, where fighting has been constant and fierce. Rafik El-Masri nods to the young man's mother sitting next to the bed.
Both they were injured because of shelling on his house. The mother too had an injury in her stomach, but because there are no enough beds and her situation is better than him, they put her on the chair next to herself.
Masri is a political science professor. In his Prada glasses and a bright striped shirt, he fills the role of a family statesman, checking on the clan during this crisis of war. From the car, he spots cousins on the sidewalk and sticks his head out the window. His next stop, several UN school buildings where hundreds, if not thousands, of Masris are staying. There are more hugs and handshakes. And in one classroom, a relative who has just lost her son. She calls him a resistance fighter and said he stayed in their house and died in the shelling. She has 9 other children, but with no money, they can't do anything special for Eid. In another classroom, a young father, Hassan El-Masri, says this year he chose to not mark the holiday. He did let his son pick out a toy. The 4-year-old chose a plastic gun. It's much quieter than the big guns he's been hearing. Although Rafik El-Masri left his home 2 weeks ago, he has not slept in a school. Instead, he borrowed a friend's spare apartment in Gaza City. There are 53 people staying in this 3-bedroom apartment, including, the mothers say, 8 babies at least. The matriarch of the bunch, 84-year-old Amna El-Masri, wakes up from a nap on the floor. She remembers big Eid celebrations. We used to make cakes and sweets and get dressed up in new clothes, she said. Sometimes we'd slaughter a cow or a sheep and give meat away. This Eid, she lets fly a dark insult in Arabic. There is no slaughter, no sweets. They'll eat hummus and sandwiches from a local shop. 28-year-old Tamer El-Masri remembers Eid traditions like his grandmother had.
My holidays, my Eid, it was a beautiful thing. We go to the mosque and pray, and after that we go to uncles, aunts, and my cousins and see them. But I'm sorry for my kids. They don't have the sweet of this Eid, or this holiday.
With some family killed, others injured, and almost all displaced, Tamer El-Masri says he's never felt as angry or hopeless before. Still, he says there is one special thing about Eid this year in Gaza.
The good part, we're being together.
Crowded together. For how long? They're not sure. Emily Harris, NPR News, Gaza.